Welcome to Relevance for Today, a show where you will be encouraged, inspired, and fed through the Word of God. You will find relevant teachings, tips, discussions, interviews, and more for both believers and even non-believers who are considering salvation through Jesus Christ. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Relevance for Today. Truly hope you're blessed with what we share today. And we are live in the studio with a special guest. We have Lois Flewellen with us. Lois.
Yes. Good to be back with you.
Yes, it is.
Well, I have never left you, have I?
Yep, we're right here in the studio. For those of you who have not watched part one of this two-part series, please do me a favor. Stop what you're doing. Go back, whether you're listening on the podcast episode or you're watching it on the TV show. Please go back and listen to part two. But I'm going to start off with an introduction of this amazing, mighty woman of God. So we've got Lois Flewellen in the studio. She is an engaging speaker, teacher, and author who flows in the prophetic anointing and apostolic leadership to empower individuals to walk out in their God-given destiny. Her passion is for training and equipping the body of Christ through practical Bible-based teaching, prayer ministry, and discipleship. Her writing and teaching reflects the many obstacles and fears she has overcome, demonstrating the power of God who sets us free. She teaches and speaks about walking in our identity as Christians, inner healing, spiritual warfare, the prophetic, understanding our true authority, deliverance, and living in the supernatural. Lois, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm enjoying this.
Yes, that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying this. And for those who don't know, and I mean, if you're watching live or if you listen to the podcast show, you'll know that I've got her right here. We're in StreamYard. We're recording the TV show and the podcast show all at once while people are watching live and making comments as well. So this is really exciting. You enjoying yourself?
I am. Awesome.
That's good.
I am.
In part one, we talked about who she was, who she is, a little bit of her life story, some of the trials and things that she went through. In this episode, we're going to be talking about her ministry. How about that? We start there.
Well, we have Empowering Life Center, which is in Holton. That is, we have like a church that's there. I forgot to mention that earlier. Okay. We have a gathering, which is, I basically am an apostolic over that. I preach there, but I also bring in many other speakers as well. And I recently, I've been writing many books that have come out of, I think I've got 6 books now that I've written. We've done equipping and training school. I think I have 14 different courses.
Oh, wow.
That we have up online on our website.
As far as, like you just mentioned about your books and things like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can pull this up. Look at that. Speaking of your books.
There so we are.
This is Lois Flewellen's website. And it's loisflewellen.com, and the ticker tape is going across the bottom of the screen, and everybody can see it. And we'll start off with the amazing photo, Lois. So here's some of your books. Yeah, tell us about the books while we're right here. I mean, this is perfect.
Well, I started out with Emerge because there were some significant things that happened, and I'll just do a brief little thing.
Yeah.
For Emerge, I was in a really bad place in, well, I will call it the cave. Mm-hmm. And here's another instance where the Lord just downloaded the outline for it. And I was questioning Christianity, to be honest with you. I thought, is this what it's all about, Lord? So that's what that book is about. The book is about why I entered the cave, why we enter the cave, what takes place within the cave or the wilderness, as you talked about, and then what happens when we come out. Nice. So that was my first one. And then the second one I really wrote was Turned Around, because, and these are God encounters that I've had with many different experiences that I've had that that took me off guard and I had to learn about. So it can be it's encounters that God took me in intercession where my son's life was saved because God, that story is all in there, how wow. he stopped me in my tracks, angelic things that have happened to me. Just a whole variety. Every chapter is a different direction of a type of an encounter that God does, healing encounters and so forth. And then, I was with you when my mother was passing away. Step into new beginnings. The Lord once again just downloaded 8 phases that we go through before we step in. So it's things like the pause button. It's things like my mind's going totally blank right there. It is talking about refreshing. It's talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's all kinds of things before we can get to that other place of the new beginning, because I was leaving one part of my life and going to something totally different. And then the hidden treasures within is more of just helping all of us see the mighty gifts and talents and things, what's inside of us that lay dormant and how we can pull those things out. It does talk about inner healing and so forth.
Okay.
Last year I went, of course, last year, my husband was sick for a year and a half or so. My kids told me I had to get away. So I went to Florida for a few days down with a friend. I get to where I was staying, and the first night I was there, the Lord said, I want you to write a devotional. Now, I've never written a devotional. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even read devotionals. I always just read my Bible.
Right.
But living under an open heaven. So that time I was there, it's just 30 days. It's very small, but it's my experiences and the scripture that the Lord took me to. It's a very powerful devotional.
Nice.
And then the Lord told me, it was time for me to write about the angels because I've had experiences with angels for years. So I took it from the angle of these are angels sent on assignment. We don't pray to angels. We don't worship angels. Right. Our prayer dispatches angels. But I took a biblical scripture and lined it up with how angels empower us, protect us, provide for us, warn us, and the list goes on. And alongside of that Angels on the Move book, I then put it into an e-course. So it's another course that is up online now under my courses. And this is my latest one that I have. It's called Supernatural Appointments. It's 10 weeks with a bonus lesson.
Oh, nice.
And so I can't remember how many courses I have up there, but I have, that's Encountering Heavenly Realms.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us through all the spiritual things that we do. You talked about, I do a lot of deliverance warfare. So my next ones is like spiritual warfare ones.
Wow.
Growing in the supernatural. Yeah, it's breaking things free. So it's kind of like I went from understanding the Bible, your identity, healing, inner healing, to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, teaching on the prophetic, growing in the supernatural, leadership. There's all kinds of courses on there.
You've got a lot of courses here.
Yes, I do.
The prophetic, the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Pray, ministry of healing course. There's lots of courses on there. And because God told me, equip and train and make disciples. So each of these courses I have taught on site, then we've added the Zoom in, and so people can come from all over on the Zoom. And then we put it up online for those that want to. Just they can, because it's video, and then you have the PDF files,
you have
the workbook, everything. that goes.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of training and equipment. I mean, that's what it's about. I just recently did an interview this morning and with Dr. Alston. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit showed me, and I'm going to say it to you too, is that as Christian content creators, because all this is content, we need to remember that we're not just speaking to this generation that's on the earth right now. We're going to be speaking our content that the Holy Spirit has guided us and encouraged us to do is going to be speaking to people for years and years beyond our existence.
Yes.
Great, great, great. The way I like to say it is your great, great, great grandchildren, if the Lord doesn't return first, are going to be able to go and say, I want to see my great, great, great grandmother's courses online. I want to see her videos, her podcasts. Go on YouTube or Kingdom Community TV and watch a TV show of their great, great, great grandmother talking about the Lord and still leading people to Christ. Isn't that powerful?
It is powerful. And I pray they all come in. So
yes, exactly. Okay. And so there's your courses.
Okay. And then if you want to go to the podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Podcast. I have a podcast, which is called A New Level Awaits You. Yes. The Lord put this on my heart to do a whole series. It ended up, I have eight that total. That will take us through the end of March. They usually come out once a week, but it's just amazing on these different, on how people today, we're going through so much chaos. Mm-hmm. And so I know I've heard a great response from this podcast. So you can watch that. And also these are going on the Kingdom Community TV as well. Yes.
Okay. And Kingdom Community TV, that's Kingdom community.tv, and it's set up almost like Netflix, folks. It is amazing. Yeah. They've got things for children, things for all ages, amazing ministers, ministries, and folks just sharing about the Word of God, TV shows, all kinds of good stuff. And Lois is on there as well. And her podcasts are on any podcast app, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Amazon Music, Audible Book. All you have to do is go in and type in Lois Flewellen podcast and it'll pop up, or type in the name of her podcast, which is
A New Level Awaits You.
Yes. Awesome. So podcasting, what else are you doing, you busy woman of God?
Okay. The other thing is I have started to do, well, let me talk about the conference.
Yes.
Let's talk about the conference. You go to the homepage,
okay.
If you go just right to the homepage and go down, home.
Yep, hit right here. There we go. Yeah. She's teaching me, folks.
Yeah, up at the top. There you go. Now just go down a little ways.
Okay.
And you will see, keep on one more time, right here.
Oh, there it is.
Right here. And so on April 20th, we're going to do a day conference. This is for both men and women, although the whole team that will be speaking is will be women. But we were doing this Unstoppables before COVID began. And then we decided that we needed to, we just felt like we needed to bring it back up again because we feel like people need to be strengthened in the Lord, become unstoppable for Him. Mm-hmm. And so it is Shay McMillan. She's a pastor's wife over in New Brunswick. It is nice. Emily Hull. She is also a pastor's wife. Myself will be the speaker, and then Rebecca Hansen will be, and her husband is coming. He drums. So awesome. We're really excited. April 20th from 9 to probably around 4, Power and Life Center, Raiden Holton. So,
okay.
And they can go on and register because there is a lunch being served.
Nice.
Taco bar type thing. So come on in.
There you go. Bring them in. Feed them. Yep.
So, and then let me see. We also, if you go into where that events is, we have a church at Empowering Life Center. And you're welcome. We go upstairs. It's 9:45 on Sunday mornings. You're more than welcome to come. I speak, but also there's other people that we bring in
that
speaks along with us. You want to go back to the homepage where at the beginning. Yeah. And if you go down, you can see I have it on there as an event right here. It will tell you about that, that you can come and join us in on that. And then the last thing, if you go clear up at the top, well, we have courses there, but if you go down a little bit, I also have begun some coaching. I don't know if you've gone too far or not. I think you have. Yeah.
Okay.
What you can do is right here.
Oh, right there.
You can have a free strategy session, and you can just book one, and you go right to a calendar, and then we can design a plan for you. And then it's also we have one session that you can pay for, or you can do a 90-day plan. And nice. So this is to just help. I mix it with coaching, mm-hmm. and I mix it with counseling because I've been a counselor for probably 25 years. So, so that's available to you as well. And I think I got everything.
Nice. And with the coaching, the importance of coaching. It says too often we get stuck in our situations, and no matter what we do, we remain trapped.
Right.
Receive one-on-one coaching for transformational coaching experience. And they have twice monthly sessions. You pay $75, which is an excellent price. And for a 90-day program.
Yeah, the 397 program is really 90 days. It's 3 months, but I'm only seeing you twice a month because you're going to have challenges in between that you have to complete.
Gotcha.
In order to reach the goal, your particular goals.
Yep. And it comes down to, it's kind of like when I talked about my weight loss, how as of today, I'm down 83 pounds.
Wow. Yay. You
have to be, thank you. You have to be determined to change. Mm-hmm. You have to do it for yourself. That's why investing in yourself, whether mm-hmm. it's coaching, whether it's me losing the weight and doing what I did, but we just can't sit back and say, you know what, I don't know if I'm ever going to change. Life is going to be like this all the time. Or it's going to be like, I need to change. I want to change. What do I need to do to take those steps? I need one-on-one coaching. I need to get in touch with Lois, and I need to get on with my life and grow in Christ or whatever it might be.
Yeah. That's
exciting. So you've got the conference coming up. And what I'm going to do is I've got one more episode. Well, when this comes out, it'll still be in March. I'm going to have this probably the two in March. Or when is that in March anyway?
The conference is not until April.
April 20th. I mean. Okay, yeah. good. So what I'll do is I'll make sure because I've got a post for Easter, but I'll do those probably the first 2 weeks. But we'll also, I'll cut some little blurbs out here and there where we can have playing on time and doing that. So
word out.
Yeah, get the word out, Lois, for real. And so is there anything else you want to share on your ministry, on life, on encouraging folks, whatever it might be, as we slowly wrap up?
My goodness. The Lord has my head spinning most of the time lately because he's downloading so many things. But I just want to encourage you too. We do have a prayer ministry. I have, I've been training up some individuals for prayer ministry. Mm-hmm. And that is something that if people want, and of course with prayer, it also may involve deliverance and so forth. So, and some people are a little bit nervous about deliverance, but it's really just about, it's about really just getting rid of some of the stuff so that you can go forward in Christ. So that's a possibility as well. We're trying to do, let me say this, I'm maybe a little bit premature on this, but in the Equipping Training Center, I've been talking to some other people that, and we're going to get together and have more offerings. So it's not just all of my courses.
Yeah.
We'll have three or four things going on at the same time, you get to choose which one you, and these teachers are phenomenal. That's and I'll have some others that will be coming on as well, but I don't want to say any names as yet because I'm in the beginning pieces of all this.
Yes, but you know, that's exciting though, because we live in a day and age now where we've got phones, we've got tablets, and we go to church on Sunday, and the pastor might be talking about the fruit of the Spirit, but we've got things in life going on during the week. We come home, and yep, it's great. We learned about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control, and gentleness, but I want to learn more in-depth Christ-like living, or I want to learn about this book in the Bible or that. And you can go to a location, go right online, download courses or whatever it might be, like Lois's or what she's talking about with more education and things like that. And you can get trained and equipped in the comfort of your own home.
Right.
That's awesome.
There are many of us, and you know them, you know who they, because they're your friends as well as my friends.
Yep.
We have this desire, and I think God has put that assignment on us to build up people so that they can become true disciples
of
the Lord and enter into their own giftings, their talents, and then they can go forth and become and be. So that's our heart, and I'm joining forces with some of these people to design a program that we can do absolutely that.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Because and I'm going to be moving out. I'm going to, I should say this, I know God's calling me out to speak in different places.
Yep.
And to go and train and do other things. So I want to get other people involved. So
that's
I work so hard at that.
Yep. Getting out of the caves, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how often? I always talk to that about Pastor Matt and Amy. Same thing with them. They'll take you and train you and equip you up and push you out forward.
Exactly.
Not push you behind them. They push you out forward and say, we'd love to see you grow. Here's what we can equip and train you with. Go. We'll spread the word. We'll help get you out there and go from there.
That's what it's all about.
I know. That's why I like doing stuff like this. I'm like, come on, Lois, let's go. We're going to get on. We're going to turn this into a 2-show thing, and we're just going to do it. Awesome. Nice.
So appreciate it.
Yep, definitely. Well, I'm going to have you close in prayer, and we'll go ahead and wrap this up. And we appreciate all those who are watching live. Thank you all who are watching this TV show and listening to the podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. And Lord, I pray a blessing on every single person right now that is listening to this. I pray a blessing on Steve and the outreach and the spreading the gospel and all the things that he is doing, Lord God. But I sense there's many out there as well that you are using to advance the kingdom of God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, a special anointing on every single one of them, Lord Jesus, because I know that you are calling us to be unified under the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord God, I pray for advancement. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, for divine direction. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, for a strong voice. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that as I go forth, that you will surround every single one of us with your divine guidance. Yeah. Show us, empower us, strengthen us for the journey. And let us be a mighty force for you in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. So, hey, there you have it, folks. Thanks for tuning into another episode. This was exciting. Lois, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, truly is a blessing. Folks, do me a favor. Share. Share with friends, family, even a stranger. Let people know about this amazing woman of God and all that she has to offer the kingdom of God. Hey, with that being said, love you all. Take care of yourselves. God bless. Peace.